Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day. Okay, everybody, welcome to the Equestrian Center. We're really excited to have you here today. Everything is going to be safe and fun and just a great new experience for all of you guys. We just have to give one big warning. The horses can all sense your fear. They can sense your anxiety. So when you approach the horse, you just want to make sure that you're calm and confident and leading with love. You know what I mean? A pet is fine, but we never want to approach them from behind. We always want the horses to see us. We always want the horses to know that we have good intentions and that we're not scared. Okay? Does that make sense for everybody?
Yeah. I think that's pretty clear.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Yeah. I just can't. Does the horse know I didn't have breakfast this morning?
No, I don't think they know that you didn't have breakfast. Unless you're feeling really anxious about that, they might pick up on your anxiety, but
okay,
no.
I'm feeling really anxious about not having my French toast this morning.
Okay. Okay, well, that's okay. You know, we can get you a bite right after the class.
Okay, should I sit this one out then?
Yeah, why don't you just watch on the first one, and then you can see how it's done, and then you can come in right on the second one.
Okay, cool.
Okay, great.
Sorry, could I just maybe give her a Clif Bar? Because I've become a little anxious just about the hunger stuff and like how much that emanates or whatever.
Right. Yeah, let's get all the anxieties out. Why don't we have the Clif Bar? We'll do the thing. Nobody will be hungry. Nobody will be questioning whether or not they're ready. Let's do that.
How many calories is this Clif Bar?
950.
Wow, that must be one of the big Clif
Bars. It's a big Clif. It's the XL.
The big Clif.
It's big Clif, yeah.
I know I'm just 12, but I don't think I can eat that many calories this morning. That just gives me I have a lot of body image issues, and
I'm feeling a little anxious that I brought up some body image issues. I don't know if the horse can feel that. Like, I obviously didn't want to do that. I don't even know this person here.
You know, I think I said anxiety, we got a little too into the minutiae of how we're feeling. It's just that if the horse feels that you're nervous, it might make the horse nervous. It's less about sort of like insecurities and more about just, you know, shakiness and fear. So okay. As long as we're sort of
Can
grounded.
I just say, this all makes perfect sense to me, and I'm ready to ride some horses.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Let's do this.
Have you done this before? I love the energy.
Oh.
No, you were really confident. You're feeling really good.
I haven't done this before, and I should have thought that through.
Well, hey guys, it's a beginner's class. Okay. It's a beginner's. We're just here to ride some horses. Really, I'm going to be doing most of the work up front. I'm going to lead them along, and you're just kind of sitting on top of them. I'm sorry I brought up the whole anxiety thing.
Totally. Well, Jeff, I was just surprised to see you here since a horse killed your dad.
Yeah, well, I thought going into this, a lot of enthusiasm kind of helped me get over it.
I'm sensing a little more of your anxiety.
I have a lot of anxiety surrounding this. But you know what? I'm committed. I'm committed and I'm here.
Good for you.
And
what are the odds that it would happen to a father and son? I think of it that way, right?
Can I? How did the, what happened, just to not be insensitive? What happened with the horse and your dad?
Well, it was an instructional kind of scenario, much like this.
Uh-oh.
My dad didn't have breakfast that morning.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
He went to, you know, they just said, just try and pet the horse initially. And horse sensed his fear right away, bit his head clean off.
Oh, and my God.
That must have been one of the really big horses. That
and
was
one of the rarest things they had ever seen. It said they'd never seen a horse bite a man's head off before.
I'm sorry. Eat half a Cliff Bar, please. Just half a Cliff Bar. For me, I think I don't want anyone's heads bitten off. If that's part of the thing, let's just...
Yeah. But it's important, guys. Remember, be confident, right? That's...
You had it. You had it.
Yeah. Okay.
I can build off your confidence. I need you to get yours back, though, a little bit.
Well, let me just show you how safe it is, right? This is our first horse that I'm going to be riding up front. His name is Friday.
He's got a big mouth.
He does have a big mouth. He does. But he has a safe mouth because when you approach him from the front, you say, "Hi, Friday." You just sort of pet him right between the eyes, you know, right up the front of their face. They really love that.
I think I got this.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you come over calmly?
Hi, Friday.
Good job.
And I'm just going to show him my piece down here.
What?
And now he kind of knows that I got nothing to worry about here.
Well, hey, you are really calm. So look how well he's responding to you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's because of the gun. I think it's because of your calmness. But
right. Well, I'm calm because I know if he started anything that I could deal with it.
Hey, Rich, you think I can borrow that gun for a second?
I'm gonna veto that. I'm gonna say no.
What?
Since you're the only one who has the gun, you have to keep your own gun.
Oh, I'd bring your own gun.
Nobody told me
this was bring your own gun.
Well, it isn't, but I'm not going to fight with the man who did bring his own gun. So
obviously, I could loan you the gun, but if it's some sort of vengeance situation, I'd like to get a horse ride in first.
That's what I'm worried about.
Because I paid, and I don't want to see a horse
That's
get
ridiculous.
Vengeance shot. In
That's
front of
ridiculous.
Me. Okay, good.
You think I'm here to wage war against the horse that potentially killed my dad? That's just stupid. That's just ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I apologize for even suggesting it.
Yeah, that's
I'm
crazy.
Feeling a little anxious now that I made you feel accused. Here, you guys split the Cliff Bar. I'll keep the gun, and I think we'll be just fine, yeah?
Sure. Yeah, why don't we do that? Did you guys want to try to pet Friday just for a nice warm introduction, or?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Okay. Again, just approach from the front, from over here.
All right, I'll just... go around the back.
No. You're creeping really scared.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Dude, you were scared of you. Why did you yank on his tail? He kicked you right in the stomach.
He knew I didn't have breakfast.
Oh, no. Let me put her out of her misery. I'm so sorry.
No, I'll put her out of her misery. Oh, right.
She shot her. He shot the girl.
He just shot her in the where she was kicked by the horse. That's not helpful.
In her hungry tummy.
He knew I was hungry too.
Okay, guys.
This horse made me do it.
The horse is not crazy.
This horse is evil.
The horse is not crazy. It is you all. Listen.
Do I get up or do I stay down here?
How do you feel? We should call the police. Somebody call the police.
Yeah, this horse is going straight to jail.
No. It's not the horse's fault. The only thing that has happened is that someone creeped up on a horse, pulled their tail, deservedly got kicked, and then one of their friends shot them. So it's not the horse's fault.
Yep. I panicked. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just want to know if I should get up or not.
Seem. Folks, it's the Man Dog Pod. Good Yontif to you all. Welcome. I am Dan Lippert here again with my co-host Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I am well. I'm already having such a nice time. How are you?
Me too. I'm having a really nice time. Nice to do a little comedy in the morning.
It is. And for me, it is the morning. It's afternoon, but for me, it's the first thing I've done today. So it's the morning.
It is technically afternoon, which is when the morning is over. Right, right.
But we're excited to have our guests here. Mikey Stevens, how you doing, Mikey?
I'm doing great. And I agree with you. But this, if you count driving here, it's the second thing I've done today. And I'm happy to be here. Yeah, thanks for having me.
The drive is an event if it's more than, I would say, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a thing you did today.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
You made it.
And Rachel Van Ness. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
I almost called you Rachel Stevens also.
Oh, didn't I need to say that
out loud. I don't know.
It's a good last name.
They're married.
Uh-oh.
We're siblings.
We're married siblings.
Yes. Yeah, make it really normal. Yeah.
I've complained about this before. What I just did, where I almost said this, it reminds me of when you say something and people go, oh, I thought you said this funny thing. You know what I mean? Mm. Where it's like, whatever, this is my wonderful wife. And someone's like, I thought you said my ugly wife or whatever. And it's like, well, I didn't. So why are we talking about that? You know that thing that people do? Yeah.
I didn't fucking say that. So why do you bring it up?
It's not interesting. I didn't say it. I don't even think it.
Right.
Anyway, how many
my
things
brain
have
went
you done?
To you're ugly. Is that what you meant?
Is that what you meant?
Huh. No, I meant the thing I fucking said.
I meant what
dude.
I said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's man. I've done a lot today. Mm. I almost finished a book. I made, as I was talking about earlier, fried mashed potato pancakes.
Lovely.
And then I walked my dog and then I walked over here.
That's a pretty good little morn.
Walked here?
Yeah, dude.
What a dream.
I know. Moved out water, dude.
Dang. Got I miss to. Walking places.
Yeah, nobody you know lives around you? Nothing. None of the main things in
such
your life?
Such a weird area, that area.
Yeah.
There's like nothing. It's like within driving distance of everything and walking distance of nothing.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Because it's mostly like, just like houses.
Yeah, yeah. It's like kind of stuff is starting to develop and pop up around, but it's weird.
It's an interesting part of the city because it's like dense, but with housing.
Yes.
And then you go to a little street where there's like a bunch of businesses and then it's 2 miles until the next one. Or
that's
whatever.
Right.
It's like you're right in the
just
middle.
The suburbs, right?
But it's like the suburbs in the middle of the city.
Yeah, it's weird.
But the suburbs in like a hard to get to spot.
Exactly.
That's the weird thing about LA is that it is so suburban and it's like, there should be a freeway through the middle of this, not around the whole outside of it. You know, like,
yes.
Why isn't there a freeway that cuts through the middle of LA? I guess there kind of is, but.
It used to be Santa Monica Boulevard, I guess, was the two or whatever. But,
right. A little local info for all you folks.
If you all could, let's say top three, or we'll start with just in your top three. It doesn't have to be in order. What are some things that's like, if I'm buying a house, this is where I want it to be near, or what I want the vibe around it to be. Like for me, I would love to walk to the grocery store easily. That's like high up for me.
Mm. Yep.
Because I've never had that.
Yeah. That would be a mine. Also, a fun gym, which I just got a subscription to Heartbeat Studios. Nice. It's a dance studio, and they do yoga and Pilates. And I've never done dance before, but I've gone there like the past 2 days in a row because it's just like a 6-minute walk from my house.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I could become a dance gym
And when
gym
you say dance, you've never done dance. You mean like organized, kind of like... Like trained a dance style?
Yeah, kind of? Like okay. In fact, I hate dance except for Dance Dance Revolution.
Dang.
But I realized what I like about that is they tell you the steps to do. So I was like, oh, if I'm in a dance class, then they'll tell me the steps. But my back is super stiff. So I was like, oh, dance could help. But then like they're twerking and stuff. And I was like, I don't know how to do this.
Mm-hmm. You don't like, you don't not like dance. You just don't know any dance moves.
You just need to be taught dance.
You just need to learn how to dance.
Is this how Step Up works?
I feel similar.
Dance in all of us.
Dance, you kind of like, as you grow up, you have to just sort of like get it by doing it or whatever. And I always felt like everyone's so good at this already.
Man,
I feel afraid to try.
Before,
this is wild in a room full of improvisers because I feel like you just have to be willing to look stupid.
Yes.
You gotta be willing to look ridiculous.
But I always look cool, Mikey.
Yeah, that's my thing. I've never looked weird before.
Yeah. No,
that's funny.
Well, I had a friend in eighth grade, my friend Samantha. She knew how to dance and she was trying to teach me how to grind before I went to my first eighth grade dance.
Teach you how to grind? I thought it was just kind of instinctual.
Not for me.
I don't have those instincts. I feel very similarly. I'm like, no, I need a lesson on everything. Like everything I've ever learned, I feel like I've had to like try to learn it. Like it doesn't just osmosis happen for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and that's because there's a wall in the way for you of like, no one's taught me this yet.
Yeah, like I just am very easily embarrassed. And so like, yeah, if I do something incorrectly or wrong or something, especially that is like a social norm, like I'm just a little different in that way.
Has that ever happened though? Have you actually been embarrassed or is it the fear of it ever happening?
No, it's like constantly like what I'm learning after like years of therapy and stuff is that I grew up with like, we don't know yet, but some sort of like ADHD autism stuff. So you're like kind of constantly getting told you're weird and you're like, mm-hmm, oh sorry, like saying stuff that is like too precocious or too, like thousands of times people have been like, that's weird. And so it's just given me this complex of like, okay, don't be weird because you always are. You know what I mean? And
don't
so
be yourself.
Yes, exactly. So it just made me kind of self-conscious about things like that, that are like normal social things. I'm like, I don't feel normal like that. I don't know.
It's like somebody's going to interrupt this wedding to call me out at this dance.
I had a question for both of y'all though. Do you are like, okay, so there's nobody around. Music comes on.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay. I won't.
Mm-hmm. I refuse. Really? Uh-huh. Is it like, are you resisting your bones naturally?
Doesn't occur to me.
Whoa.
This is crazy. I'm just like, this is a good song.
I feel similarly. Wow. Yeah. I feel similarly. Like, I don't like have the instinct to dance just like, I'll get like kind of amped up by music, but I won't like want to be like dancing around.
Do you dance ever? Or like if you're at a wedding, is it fun for you to dance? Or
no.
You're like, fuck, now's the time I have to do that thing?
I'm already fine. I find it, I think I've talked about this on mic before, but I've already find it embarrassing. I feel physically out of place. And also I am like a beacon. Like I'm a lot bigger than everybody. Mm. So literally I am more noticeable on the dance floor. And I've like, in college I took dance classes for theater major and stuff, or like, I've had people who like took a yoga class with me, and very regularly people will be like, it's so fun seeing you do that type of thing, you know, where it's like, clearly I'm wrong at it. Yeah. And people are noticing it in a way that I don't like. So
I look across the whole floor and everybody's just sort of looks the same and normal. And then there's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I like to be chosen when people are paying attention to me. But so like karaoke, which we talk about on here a lot, and dance, like for me, are tough types of things.
Oh, I hate karaoke.
Like attention on me for a thing I'm not confident
well
in.
I've been dancing my whole damn life.
Yeah, I can feel
it.
Okay. So but it's in your heart.
What's the trick?
I honestly feel that it is like you look so stupid at first, and I don't think I've ever, I don't know, that's not true that I've never been like worried about what other people think, but like I've just always been willing to be a goofy idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think.
Wait, but what would you be most mortified for us to watch you do?
What do you mean?
What's your dance equivalent?
Or? What's your, when we talk about dance, what's that? What do you have that's like that?
Fuck, I don't know.
You've just always been cool.
Really quick math or something. I don't know. Saw this right now. Don't watch.
Was it
watch
like,
me dance instead.
Yeah, I'll dance.
Because my mom teaches dance.
Wow.
It like, so like there's like a vibe in half my household, my dad wasn't like a dancer. Was that like a in your house, like everyone was doing it?
No.
Or no, really?
I think me and my brother are like the artsy fartsies of our fam, but like, no, my mom is a white lady from Tacoma. She don't dance. And my dad is like a very like nerdy kind of scholar type dude. He don't dance. So I don't know where it comes from. I honestly do not know.
You just got it in your heart.
I think it's like that thing where like you're the black sheep for that those reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. like. Yeah, I feel like people can, you know, everybody can kind of relate to being like, yeah, my whole family's like this. And then here's me dancing.
I like that you're like the black sheep for something cool, though. I just never fit into my family because I'm so much cooler.
Oh, he got laid again. Jeez, what a nerd.
Are you sure you didn't cheat on me, wifey? When you had our son.
Wifey.
Wifey. Did you cheat on me with a cool guy?
He's really cool.
Was that there was a thing with dance for me growing up too, like the context of dance kind of into adulthood was like, it's a great way to meet girls. If you're a guy, if you're a good dancer, mm-hmm. and you're like at something, you can kind of like go and like dance and like ask people to dance. And like, for me, that is not an option because it would be, there's nothing I'm confident about with it. Was that like a little bit of it for you ever, where it was like in high school, it was like, yeah, I can dance? And
yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, of course. I also think the dance style I gravitated towards was breakdance and was b-boying. And so also was much like improv, a group. It was a group thing.
That's cool.
It was always like a crew of us. So there's strength in numbers and kind of like being like, yeah, we're all
and it is
stupid
cool.
together, yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, eventually you train anything, you get better at it, you start not looking as dumb. But like when we first started, yeah, we looked goofy, but like there was five of us trying.
Yeah.
So it's easier to kind of be like, hey man, it doesn't look that stupid. Right. Let's try it again.
Okay, guys. We're at this wedding of a salsa dancer and a pop jazz fusion dancer. But if we all just group together and just really commit, uh-huh. even if we're bad dancers, no one's going to notice.
Right, right. If we're all bad dancing together, it'll just look like dancing. It won't look like the one bad dancer. It's just, oh, more people dancing.
Its own style.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It's, look. I'll do it with y'all, but you know, like my bad dancing is worse than just bad dancing. It's like embarrassing. It's humiliating. It's offensive sometimes, I feel like. So if you say it will be okay, I'll trust you, but.
Well, you killed your dad with your dance, right?
I guess that is pretty offensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why this is what I compare it to, but have you seen that video of that break dancer? And a baby walks on and the breakdancer kicks the baby hundreds of feet.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
We've
of
all
times.
Seen it. Yeah.
I was doing Dance Dance Revolution, DDR. And
mm-hmm. That's what that stands
yeah.
for.
Yeah. A song with a big kick came up as my dad was coming in to give me a hug, which he had been kind of building up for the first time, give me like a nice hug.
Wow.
Oh, God.
And I turned and did the kick, and I kicked my dad's
head
off.
You killed your dad.
I kicked my dad's head off.
Oh, that must have been so traumatizing.
I'm proud of you
for being at this dancer's wedding.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you.
And also, you don't have to dance, man. If that's
no, that's fine. What are the odds? I'm not going to do any kicks. I'm not going to do any wild swings. Let's just get out there. You're right.
Let's get out there.
We got to get out there. You know what we'll do first?
The
shots.
Worm.
Shots.
Shots. Yeah. Okay. Shots will be better because then we'll feel calm.
What did you say?
Get on up, Mike.
The worm. We could all do the worm together.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Shots will make
the worm more loose, though.
Yes.
I think so because I've bruised doing the worm before because I'm too stiff. So
yeah, yeah.
I think loosening up feels good.
Yeah, that's more for you. It's more of the, I don't know what it would be, like a vertebrate.
The rubber pencil?
Yeah, the rubber
pencil type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Normally I'm a normal stiff pencil, but after a couple shots, it's like a hand's wiggling me.
Yeah.
So I'm fooling everyone.
Shots, guys. Line them up.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Here's to doing this together.
Mm-hmm. To doing this together.
Doing this together.
And hey, dancing's fun.
Dancing is fun.
Dancing's fun. Cheers.
Arnold, I'm glad. Well, not glad, but surprised you're drinking again. I mean, it's nice to open up around everybody. And
I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm really, really happy to have you back.
You're
man.
Kind of an asshole when you're sober.
Yeah, it's not like awesome to be sober. It's just sort of normal. You know what I mean? You don't have to like.
Yeah.
But it's great to have you back. It's good to have you back.
Mm.
You know what, guys? Honestly, good to be back. Good to be back. You know?
Ooh, okay. All right. Wait.
Oh, wait. You got a jam going?
Here we go. This
jam?
This. What is this?
What is this? I recognize it.
Hey Ya, right? This is Hey Ya.
Hey Ya.
I mean, maybe we run out during the shake it part. That's easy.
We pretend we're shaking it.
Because everybody will be doing that. It'll be a moment where we really fit in.
We don't even need to be on the ground for that one.
All right. Are you sure you want me to get up?
If you want to, or you can start worming. It seems like you're prepping for a worm there.
No, not if I'm the only one.
We can build to a worm. We can build to it. Right?
Smart.
Sure, let me help you up.
Okay. I'm bruised. Okay.
No.
Shake it. Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Fuck, now what?
Don't look now, guys, but no one else is dancing.
Oh, no.
Hey, yeah, they pull the song down, and it's the grandmother, the grandson dance.
Perfect.
Sorry.
Oh, great.
Freebies. Excuse us.
Yeah. Excuse.
Pardon?
You look
pardon
beautiful, ma'am.
Pardon? Like a
bad choice of timing to the DJ? That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, we got
that
out
was
there.
Good. That was really good. I felt awesome.
Yeah, me too. And not a single negative comment, which usually happens to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm usually people come up and they sort of like sugarcoat something really mean, you know?
You know why I think people didn't want to?
Why?
You were kind of getting into that like Degeneration X suck it dance move, and I think people were feeling like,
hey, whatever it takes, you know? No bad responses. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy.
Yeah. Oh, my dad.
Sorry,
I think it hit me while we were dancing, and I think the alcohol, and it's, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm sorry.
And the shake it. I mean, his head, it flew off, and it was shaking. And
blood.
Yeah.
I guess that's what my brain was doing.
Let's turn this thing around. I got four more shots.
Arnold!
Yes!
This is the Arnold I love.
This is how you did it, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
And I got one little extra shot for me, so five.
That's fine.
But four. All
okay,
right.
What's this one to? This is to...
This one is to your dad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
Hey, and no head kicks.
No head kicks. No kicks anywhere.
But boy, is this pencil going to wiggle this way.
Oh yeah.
One little extra one for old Arnold.
Okay, careful. We love it, but careful.
Happy to be back.
Ooh, yeah. I can see this. I'll tell you what, I might just follow Arnold's lead from now on. I feel like you got the courage. I'm ready to do whatever you need.
I'll take you where you need to go.
Okay.
Stick with me.
Hey guys, I haven't been able to come by and say thanks for coming to the wedding. I'm just so happy that we could have some work friends here too with our dance friends. I hope it's not intimidating.
Wow, look at that outfit. Not even a tux, full salsa.
It's a full it's how we met, and so we wanted the wedding to kind of be in that vibe.
Big awesome. Billowy pant legs. I love that.
The whole thing where I'm dipping all night, I'm shaking my hips.
A hard heel?
Yeah.
Hard heel?
Did you? I hope you heard me coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You look really good, getting married, huh?
Yeah.
Getting married.
That's it, huh? Big slump over there.
Yeah.
Slumping right into your chair.
Let me suck your dick.
Arnold!
Hey!
I'm not following Arnold anymore.
I'm just saying, you're giving it all up. One more for the road. You know what I mean?
Arnold's drinking again.
Hey, yeah. I am so happy to hear it, Arnold.
Back like I never left.
This is the vibe we love. Look. Not going to happen, like I told you, at the bachelor party and here again. But I'm so happy you made it. No pressure to dance at all. I think everyone here, they're like professional dancers. They're having a blast.
Don't even worry about it. What do you think about this move?
Oh, no. His arm snapped.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
No. guys. You're leaving me.
Oh, wait, quick.
Yes. Ow! Normal.
No, 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 not that. No, hey, hey.
We're together.
Yes.
Oh, oh no. You guys look like you're in pain. I'm going to line some shots up.
Arnold, do anything else.
No, it's... I just get to give fun.
It's okay. It's okay. My wife's brother is a doctor. We'll bring him over here. He mostly does like professional dances. He's
He's a doctor of
stage side
dance?
Doctor. He's like a stage side doctor, but I'm sure
he works with the Jabberwockies, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's awesome. I'm gonna take these four shots myself.
Arnold, you're on 6 in 10 minutes, Arnold. Arnold's back.
I think he took those two little nips also, so I think about 8.
What's this guy, doctor?
Arnold, show us one dance move, man. The drinking was supposed to be so you could get back into dance.
Here's a little move I call sucking this doctor's dick. Pull your pants down.
I don't remember this about Arnold. I didn't remember that this was the reason he stopped drinking.
I honestly kind of like it still, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
It's love. It's love.
Yeah, it's love.
It's love.
Everything that happens at this wedding is love. Oh.
Well, you guys, I think you have to leave. I think we'll get the doctor over here and you all have to leave.
See.
Oh, that's, folks, you got to end every episode with a little polyamory.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely day. I don't know what happened there with my outro. I had a lovely time. It's a lovely day. I'm totally comfortable with sex.
The birds are chirping.
Thanks so much to our guest, Mikey Stevens. Where can people find you? Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Find me on the socials at Mikey Loves Mikey. Sometimes I give cats stupid names. Also find me on a UCB, what's happening to my brain, UCB stage, performing with my Herald team, bitching. We only got like 4 shows left or something, 4 shows, 5 shows. That's a good time. Come check us out.
Monday nights at UCB, see bitching.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel?
I copy everything that Mikey says to plug because his cat videos, he names his cats, and I've got to say they're so good. They're the best thing on my Instagram, so definitely check those out.
Okay.
And then you can follow my art stuff at Van S Expressions for little comics and catch us on Bitchin' on Herald Night.
And Ryan, is there anything we want to tell people to do?
Go check out biggrandewebsite.com. We got a new season of the Teacher's Lounge up there. This season we bought a restaurant. It's called Order Up. It's been really fun. And I think that's really it for me right now.
Rock and roll. Thanks everyone for listening. If you're listening to the free episode, check us out on Patreon. $5 for 1 month, you get the whole backlog. It's a blast on there. Video of the episodes, you know what it is. Full length stuff, no ads. And thank you so much to Annie Wu for our logo, Trenton Oliver for editing, and Casey Triller for the theme song. And again, Mikey and Rachel for being here.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.